भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानाति मेरन्दस्याज्ञानाशनाशलकया चक्षुर्मिलितामिना तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोविष्टां स्थापितमेन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामायां ददाति स्वापरान्तिकम् जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीद्वैतगदाधर श्रीहरि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे स्वात्मावृत्तमयेतान्ते सुगुप्तमपि वर्णितम् व्यपेतं लोकशास्त्रव्यम् भवान् हि भगवत्परा सत्मावृतमयेष्टं ते मयेतं सुगुप्तमपि वर्णितम् व्यपेतं लोकशास्त्रव्यम् भवान् हि भगवत्परा स्वात्मावृतमयेतं ते सुगुप्तम् अपि वर्णितम् व्यपेतं लोकशास्त्रव्यम् भवान् हि भगवत्परा Матерь. Svatmavritam, the information of the history of self-realization. Maya, by me, utam, in this way, te, unto you, suguptam, extremely confidential, api, although, varnitam, explained, vyapetam, without, loka shastravyam, the opinion of the common man, or common literatures, bhavan, your good self, he, indeed, bhagavat paraha, having fully realized the personality of Godhead, translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Prahlad Maharaj, you are certainly a self-realized soul and a devotee of the Supreme Lord. You do not care for public opinion or so-called scriptures. For this reason, I have described to you without hesitation the history of my self-realization. Please repeat. Prahlad Maharaj, you are certainly a self-realized soul and a devotee of the Supreme Lord. You do not care for public opinion or so-called scriptures. For this reason, I have described to you without hesitation the history of my self-realization. Purport. A person who is actually a devotee of Krishna does not care about so-called public opinion in Vedic or philosophical literature. Prahlad Maharaj, who is such a devotee, always defied the false instructions of his father and the so-called teachers who were appointed to teach him. Instead, he simply followed the instruction of Narada Muni, his guru, and thus he always remained a stalwart devotee. This is the nature of intelligent devotee. The Srimad Bhagavatam instructs Yagyai Sankirtana Praya Ir Yajanti Hisumedasaha. One who is actually very intelligent must join the Krishna consciousness movement, realizing his own self as an internal servant of Krishna, and thus practice constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is such nice literature that I find in one book of Satyaraj Prabhu, one a very nice quote from American transcendentalist Ralph Waldo Emerson, who exalts the Bhagavatam as a book to be read on one's knees. So I'm sorry, I'm sitting, please, here, please excuse me. Maybe I can try to sit on a knees. So in text 11 of this chapter is actually first time Brahmana, saintly Brahmana, was performing Ajagara Vritti is called. You know, he's performing Python yoga, you know, sit in one place and whatever food or whatever come to him, he was taking, you know. So in this verse, discussion between him and Prahlad Maharaj start. And some translation goes, we just read two times. So in this sentence would come from mouth of this great saintly person to the ear of Prahlad Maharaj. In my mind come actually words from Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 9.1, when he said to Arjuna, "My dear Arjuna, because you are never envious of me, I shall impart to you this most confidential knowledge and realization, knowing which you shall be revealed all the miseries of material existence." So Krishna explained to Arjuna Bhagavad Gita, and saintly person explained to Maharaj Parikshit his realizations. So this can all happen between devotee and Krishna, or between Krishna and devotee, or between two devotees, discussion about spiritual topics. And so saintly person said, "You don't care about public opinion." And in neutral, actually, materialistic people, they're always envious to one another and then always want to impose to other people their own so-called very valuable opinion. And they cannot understand, actually, devotees. They can understand devotees only if they, by Krishna's mercy, come to the point of be a little bit humble, and this way they can understand spiritual understanding. So to give some example of case when materialistic people can come to the conclusion, then only with humility and spiritual understanding you can understand topics between Krishna and Krishna's devotees, or between two exalted devotees. There is one example in my own life. Just recently I approached one person on a campus, his student, young student, and when I tried to stop him, he said, "I am atheist, I don't believe nothing." So usually to these kind of people, you know, whatever you say, they don't listen, they just cannot catch it, they just go away. Or just try to agree with you, you know, this is just false, you know, I don't believe in that. But in this case, I just give him book in a hand, and he start to open it. She was Bhagavad Gita, and also JSD even. And he was looking at a picture of, you know, in Bhagavad Gita, how changed body, you know, there is a picture about how, you know, if you are very lusty, you can be like tree, or if you eat meat, you can be like tiger, and etc. And there is also a picture of Radha Krishna, and there is another heavy picture about, you know, a person who want to kill bull, and there is a head of the bull was in a place of head of the man, and opposite, vice versa. And he was just looking. I didn't say even one word, you know, it was maybe like 1 or 2 minutes, you know, just standing there. And then he just said, "I want to buy this book," you see. So this happened in 2 days in a row for one or two person, same thing, you know. And this is actually example how people should actually accept God's opinion, you know, God's opinion and a real teaching, you see. And Srila Prabhupada also said very famous words, than 1,000 pictures is more can say than, no, I mean, one picture can say more than 1,000 words. So in the verse of Bhagavad Gita 9:29, Lord Krishna also says similar words. Similar verse. "I envy no one, nor I am partial to anyone, but whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him." So it is the most important thing, most intelligent thing to actually be unalloyed devotee of Krishna, to surrender to Krishna. And if you don't do that, there is only another choice. You surrender to Maya, you surrender to public opinion, you surrender to false instructions. You see, you don't have choice. And you surrender to philosophical literatures, all kind, all source. And what is the result? You get old age, disease, on your first birth, old age, disease, and death. Life after life in 8,400,000 species of life. And because of that you get material body, life after life, life after life, never ending. And I remember one time I was distributing books in Copenhagen. It was a long time ago. In Denmark. And I was a little bit tired in the middle of the day and went to big library. It was a huge building, and I went inside. There is so many books, are really huge. So one of the biggest library in the world, probably. And even here, and if you go to Santa Barbara or some other big university, there are big, huge, huge libraries, so many books. And what they are reading, you know, they are reading material knowledge, knowledge about, you know, philosophy, technology, you know, computers, whatever. So many material knowledge. And when I try to distribute books in schools, university, when I approach somebody, I ask him, "What is your major?" They said, mostly they said actually business, you know, especially today in this kind of culture, people want very easy to make money. So they studied business, all, again, technology, computers. But actually very, very, this is amazing, actually very few that are going for philosophy or religion. You see, very, very few actually. And what to speak about going for Department of Soul. So hopefully this is our great task in the future. We will have this kind of department, you know, Department of Self-Realization or Department of Krishna Consciousness, when people can learn real knowledge, you see. So association with devotees is very, very important. And in Bhagavad Gita 10.9, Krishna said, "The thought of my pure devotee dwell in me, their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and convincing about me." So, Srila Prabhupada, he gave us his association through his Bhaktivedanta purports. And I was thinking when I was giving this class what to say. Usually when devotee want to give some, express some point from the class, they usually find out some beautiful pastimes from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastimes or Krishna's pastimes. But today I choose something else. You know, sometimes if you hear, you find out actually maybe just some very exalted, profound, thoughtful thoughts. And if you go try to read that, you know, just few sentences and try to really think about what you're reading, just few sentences, this can really, is possibilities that this doesn't come only to your mind and intelligence, but to your heart, what is the most important. So, from lectures of Radhana Maharaj, I have a few nectar drops. So some of them is, for example, how is that actually important association, how devoted are so great. Lord Chaitanya was bathing in the ocean of Jagannath Puri 3 times a day. But only when Haridas Thakur was bathed in that ocean, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called it is a holy place for bathing. This is very, very deep statement, how devotees are so great. And another one is, devotees may be going through a very difficult time, but you don't know who they are. Many advanced devotees today were externally non-devotees some years ago. Some, all of us, we have very, you know, I think some very bad background in Kali Yuga, but now we are advancing. So devotee who is our junior now may be our superior 20 years from now, like you. So why not treat him like that now? That will be a good investment and also be pleasing to Krishna. Anyone coming to Krishna consciousness is very dear to Krishna. Is it very nice? There is another one. If you want to know Krishna, you have to put the Vaishnavas in front of you. So there is Krishna, and you are in front of me. You are in front of me somehow. Be kind, anyway. Beside. I always remember, actually, when I was young devotee, older devotee, they told me, then Krishna, he's speaking actually all the time through the mouth of other devotees. Even new bhakta just coming, you know, a few days, if you're very sensitive, Krishna can teach you. Or even, you know, spiritual master, you know, older devotee. So we should be very, very sensitive in our dealings with devotees. Try to hear what they have to say to us. You know, there is saying, try to understand first. Don't try to be understood. Another also drops good instruction is, in some maybe negative way. First, we think we are das, das, anudas. Only then, das and das. Then we are das. Then, then we are Prabhu. And then we want to compete with Mahaprabhu. This is very instructive. There is some other verse right down here. We can sit in a classes and hear very nice theoretical philosophy, and we can have very great conviction of our intelligence. That is very good and important. But factually, until that philosophical conviction generates a sense of enthusiasm within one's heart for the service of the Lord, it is like an empty decoration. You see, you can sit here, you understand many, many nice things, but until you have sense of urgency, enthusiasm to in heart for the service of the Lord, there is also just empty decoration. So we should also try to be very, whoever gives the class, we should try to concentrate our meaning of every words. I try to be just instrument. I'm not maybe the best speaker, but anyway, there's some other things. service is chanting a holy name. This is also service. Sometimes we think this is not service, it's service to Krishna, attentively chanting, reading and studying, remembering Shastras. This is also chanting. I want to actually observe, this is my observation. Unfortunately, I also come in this category until now. This is not my false humility, but it's true. Then many devotees, if you ask them, you know, can you tell me something from Krishna book, this story, that story, they don't remember. They have to read again. And this is what Prabhupada wanted. You see, Shravanam, Kirtanam, actually hearing, chanting, studying, but remembering. Remembering is most important. Even after so many years, you know, if you ask some older devotee, they don't remember. They have to find out. And for me, this is my observation, is actually still we are not enough serious to want to know Krishna. We still, if you don't think about Krishna, what you think about? Thoughts from previous life, from this life, material thoughts. So it's very dangerous, you know. You never know when you will die. So in a purport, in a verse, Prabhupada said how somebody who is very intelligent should join Hare Krishna movement, realizing his own self as internal servant of Krishna. So everybody in this material world, he wants to be intelligent. This is why, you know, we have so many clubs, so many, you know, camps in society, you know, business society, science society, you know, thisism, thatism, altruism, nationalism, but not Krishnaism. So Prabhupada said that it's just 1% of a population is Krishna conscious, then change, world will change. So we have great responsibility to do something, you know, not just think about our own self. So there is more nectar from Radhanath Maharaj. He said for preaching, if you simply have good, loving relationship with each other and good sadhana, Krishna will empower you to attract millions of souls to Krishna consciousness. If you simply have good, loving relationship with each other and good sadhana, Krishna will empower you to attract millions of souls to Krishna consciousness. There is another one. A happy devotee is the best preacher. A better than the dead is happy, and a temple full of happy devotees. okay, just a second. On association. What is the association of devotees? It does not mean that being around with people with tilak and shaved heads or with saris. It means engaging in 9 processes of devotional service together. It's very profound. Or family. A family that prays together stays together. But there is more. A family that dances together advances together. A family that sings together clings together. It's very nice. This is what actually people are doing in the spiritual world. Oh, mercy. The greater Vaishnava you are, the more you depend on the mercy of other Vaishnavas. It's very instructive. The power of mercy cannot be estimated by one's intelligence. Oh, shelter. Our process is not simply chanting, dancing, and feasting, but chanting, dancing, and feasting. What does it mean? differences than former is mechanical, but later is motivated by desperately seeking shelter. Sorcery. Integrity. A person's accomplishments induce respect and adoration from another person's mind. Doesn't go beyond that. But a person's character induces respect and love from other people's hearts. Because ultimately it's character that makes a person great, not accomplishments. You know, in our moment, maybe many people have great accomplishments, but statement is not, doesn't, you know, doesn't inspire you more. You offer respect and him is in the mind, but really what touch you is actually people qualities, what touch your heart. And this is what we should try to develop. Or another one, humility. When a person has opulence and is still totally humble, that is an extraordinary greatness. Opulence means Krishna consciousness opulence. Like you're very learned, you're very, you know, very good preacher, you do so many things, but if you are still humble, this really, you know, can melt the still hearts of the people. Okay, this is a few more drops. And now I want to read, time is passing very fast, and I want to read few passages of great personalities. They're all Nitya Siddha. And today is very auspicious day. If we try to beg for their mercy, and they are very eager to give us their mercy, they're capable to give us their mercy. They're all great Vaishnavas. First is Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. This is this disappearance day. Appearing near Katva, Krishna Das Kaviraj left for Vrindavan after Lord Nityananda told him in a dream. This is some Sanskrit. O my dear Krishna Das, do not be afraid. Go to Vrindavan, for there you will attain all things. Chaitanya Chaitamrita Adilila. Krishna Das took Diksha from Raghunath Das Goswami. He lived a renounced life at Shyamakund near Manasapavana Ghat, Radharani's midday bathing place. Sri Jiva Goswami, as per his custom of giving titles of honor to qualified devotees, gave Krishna Das the title Kaviraj, the king of poets. For his poetic masterpiece, Govinda Lilamrita, Sri Narottam Das Thakur wrote in Partana, Krishna Das Kaviraj, who composed the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, is the connoisseur among devotees. Did you say connoisseur? Connoisseur. His Govinda Lilamrita moves stones to tears, but alas, my mind is not attracted to it. What to speak about us? During Krishna's Das time, all the Vaishnavas would gather at the Govindaji's temple to hear Sri Haridas Pandit read Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. The devotees were eager to hear about Lord Gauranga's latest pastimes, so they asked Krishna Das Kaviraj to ride them. Krishna Das prayed to Madan Mohan deities for ability and blessings. The deities' flowers garland fell down, indicating divine sanction. Krishna Das Kaviraj Chaitanya Charitamrita is the most accurate, authentic, and philosophical biography of Lord Chaitanya. Every line is full of infinite humility, enthusiasm, and devotion for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Krishna Das has had a wonderful power of speaking without offending, even when rebuking his opponents. So please, if I offend somebody by my very worse speaking. He has vast knowledge in all Vedic scriptures. His books show his skill in the Shruti, Smritis, Nyaya, Jyotish Shastra, and the culinary arts. Although he was an erudite scholar, a strict ascetic, a Paramhamsa Rasika Vaishnava, Krishna Das writes about himself, I am deaf, dumb, wholly illiterate, worldly-minded, and lower than a worm in a stool. His personal humility automatically attracts the heart of any reader of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Das Kaviraj was a living example of humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. devotee will advance spiritually and understand Sri Chaitanya's teaching on Radha Krishna Prema Bhakti by reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. By associating with Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj, an eternally liberal associate of Lord Chaitanya, one will develop the Vaishnava qualities of humility, innocence, integrity, equanimity, gentleness, purity, selflessness, patience, kindness, gravity, freedom from material desires, mild temperament, control over the six passions, friendliness, honoring all beings, being silent, expert, poetic, and absolute surrender to Sri Krishna. In Vraja Lila, Krishnadas Kaviraj is Kasturi Manjari, one of the eight most intimate maidservants of Srimati Radharani. His samadhi is in Radhakund and at the Radha Damodar temple, according to some. Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, by the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami remained a lifelong brahmachari. Inspiration for you, Prabhu. His service was constant chanting on Hare Krishna and reading Srimad Bhagavatam. In Jagannath Puri, Raghunath satisfied Lord Gauranga by his exceptional cooking and kirtan performances, which won him the title Kirtan Acharya. When he came to Vrindavana, the Vaishnavas, including Sri Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, would regularly listen to his singing of Bhagavat shlokas in four tunes as sweet as a cuckoo. His recitation was unparalleled. Even Vyasadeva enjoyed it. He fulfilled Lord Chaitanya's order to preach the glorious and peerless significance of Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam. His tears of pure love for Radha Govinda would met the pages. Raghunath Bhat was so absorbed in Krishna Katha that he never heard or spoke worldly topics, what to speak of criticizing devotees. He believed that all Vaishnavas are sincerely serving the Lord according to their realizations, and therefore one should overlook their faults. Under his inspiration, a wealthy disciple built a gorgeous temple in Vrindavana for Sri Radha Govindaji. Even after 450 years, this intricately hand-carved red stone temple remains the most beautiful temple in Vrindavan and all of the northern India. Raghunath Bhat Goswami faithfully served Govindaji for 40 years. He was a scholar in all subjects, although he didn't write any books like the other Goswamis. Raghunath Bhat Goswami learned everything simply by hearing Shastras. Fearing that Muslims might desecrate Raghunath Bhatta Goswami's sacred form, Sri Jiva Goswami had his body burned. The ashes were placed in the two samadhi, one in the Radhakund, another in the 64th samadhi area. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, born in the dynasty of Vaishnavas, is another great Charya. Raghunath Das Goswami was the only son of the wealthy landowner. As a boy, he received Haridas Thakur's association and blessings. At 15, he met Lord Chaitanya. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda, he renounced a beautiful wife and opulent family. He ran to Jagannath Puri to intimately serve Sri Gaurai and his Shiksha Guru Swarupa Damodar Goswami for 16 years. Lord Gauranga gave him a personal Govardhana Shila and Gunja Mala to Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das couldn't live after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, so he came to Vrindavan to end his life by jumping off Govardhan Hill. Sri Rupa and Sanatana Goswami affectionately received him. They convinced him to live on and enlighten all the Vrajavasi Vaishnavas with Srimad Mahaprabhu's Puri pastimes. For 3 hours a day on the banks of the Radhakunda, he spoke about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das did Radha, Krishna, Bhajan and Radhakunda for 40 years. He lived an austere life of pure devotion. Raghunath Das Goswami showed the standard of renunciation required to attain the eternal loving service of Radha Giridhari in the Nitya Nikunja Lila at Radhakunda. His perfect example enthuses all Gaudiya Vaishnavas to develop unalloyed pure love for Radha Krishna. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami's daily bhajana included chanting 64 rounds japa, 100,000 holy names, doing Manasi Seva in his spiritual body, Manasi Seva in the mind, worshipping Govardhan Shila, bathing thrice in Radhakunda, offering 1,000 obeisances to Krishna, offering 2,000 to Vaishnava and embracing them. Many Vaishnava was coming to him to get shelter from him, great sages all over the India used to come to him and inquiring, I want to discuss about pastimes of Krishna with him. Just explain another book. Keep in mind, however, when he, resting 90 minutes and some days not at all. Keep in mind, however, when internal associate Lord internally rest, externally rest, internally he continues serving. He eat only one leaf cup, 100 grams of buttermilk daily. Throughout his life, he never eat anything for sense gratification. He took the bare minimum to keep body and soul together. It is said that after this disappearance of Lord Chaitanya, Raghunath Das eat only fruit and milk. After Sri Sanatana Goswami Pad left, he exists on the leaf cup of buttermilk every day or two. And when Sri Rupa Goswami entered Nitya Lila, Raghunath gave up all eating and drinking. He was slowly burning in the fire of separation from the Lord and his loving servants. The Vrajavasis would cry upon seeing his weakened condition. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami wrote these three books. Stavavali contains Manak Shiksha, Vilapa Kushumanjali and more. Mukta Charita, Dana Kelly Chintamani. In Jaiva Dharma, Srila Thakur Bhaktivinoda said, Raghunath Das Goswami showed the esoteric method of engaging oneself in the loving service of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Raghunath Das wrote and taught that the divine service of Srimati Radharani in Vrindavana is the topmost spiritual perfection. For this he was known as the Prayojana Acharya, the teacher who reveals the highest fulfillment in life. Raghunath Das Goswami clearly established the supremacy of Srimati Radharani. In Vilapa Kusumanjali, a collection on intimate prayers, he states that Sri Radha service is the highest attainment. Feeling extreme impatience and hopelessness due to separation from the queen of his life, he desperately prays for Radharani's service. My life is worthless. I will give it up without receiving your mercy. Living in Radhakunda and Vrindavan is meaningless to me. To say nothing of Vrindavana, even Krishna himself is useless to me without you. O Srimati Radharani, you are the only object of my life. Please be merciful to me. Crying profusely in great lamentation, I hold your lotus feet to my heart and beg for your loving service. May this Vilapa Kusumanjali bring even the slightest satisfaction to you. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, serves Sri Radha as Rati Manjari in Sri Vrindavan Dhamma. His samadhi is at Radhakunda and the 64 samadhi area. Raghunath Das Goswami Ki Jai, Raghunath Bhad Goswami Ki Jai, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Ki Jai, Hare Krishna. I will end here because it's too late. Thank you very much, Prabhupada.